On Monday, Petr Fiala put out a video saying that his government's first 100 days had not been easy as predicted, but still they had achieved a lot. But how have the Czech Prime Minister and his ministers really done during the traditional bedding in period? That's a question that Ian Willoughby put to political scientist Petr Just.
It's a question whether the first 100 days actually represents an important milestone in case of this government that came to power during one of the peaks of coronavirus crisis and then jumped into the Russian aggression in Ukraine. Usually the 100 days are meant to be something like an ease on the government, to let them to get oriented, to let them settle down, to let them get to know the agenda, get to know the ministries and slowly start working. And this cabinet actually did not have this kind of luxury immune period, which we would consider the 100 days.
But given that they haven't had a honeymoon period, how do you think they have performed?
I think that the government was doing pretty fairly. There's been some, problems regarding the communication in the coronavirus, regarding some measures that the government was imposing regarding the coronavirus. So this was a bit negative approach of the government. They haven't learned much from their predecessors that in the times of crisis it's essential to communicate clearly. But on the other hand, regarding the approach of the government to Russian aggression to Ukraine, I think the government substantially changed its approach. It communicated quite clearly. So taking into account all these difficulties, we can sum up that the government was doing fairly well, especially regarding the foreign policy. Czech Republic got its spotlight in not only European, but also worldwide media, also thanks to the initiative of the Prime Minister Petr Fiala together with other Central and Eastern European Prime Ministers when they traveled to Ukraine. It also meant a different picture for the Czech Republic regarding to its activities within European Union, which also has been a bit controversial in past. And there were some doubts about the future as well, as we know the leading party in today's coalition, the ODS, Civic Democratic Party, was in past seen as a rather Eurosceptical party. So there were some doubts, and I think these doubts are now split. And there is a clear message that the Czech Republic is sending towards Europe, European Union, and the world as well.
This government has five parties. It's a five-party coalition. Before it was installed, there was some speculation that the huge number of parties may cause problems. Has it so far?
Surprisingly, there are at least not any publicly visible conflicts. If there are any clashes, they definitely do not go public. We can say that the government looks surprisingly stable. Maybe it's because of these negative predictions that they got from many other actors in the political sphere when this government was appointed 100 days ago. They were predicted that with five members in the coalition, it will not be stable at all. It will dissolve soon. So maybe these negative predictions serve as a kind of glue that keeps this coalition together.